What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Critics Play Games, where movie critics play games, review games, talk all the latest and newest things in gaming. And today we've got a great development. But first off, I'm Leo. This is Christian here with me to talk about this new story, guys. And it's huge. Microsoft is going to acquire Activision Blizzard for $70 billion. Or around that. I know it's 68 point something, but $70 billion. Holy moly. Let's talk about it. All right, Christian, dude, let's talk about this, man, because this is a big acquisition. I want to start out with the fact that this is really going to save Activision Blizzard. I mean, they're already down that rabbit hole of inappropriate behavior. So this is going to be something that's really going to bring their reputation back up, kind of brush some, you know, kind of help, you really just kind of help move things along from what happened with them, because there was a lot that came out. We won't dive too deep into that, but I think that's kind of the first point. So how do you feel about this acquisition, and what do you think it means for the future of gaming? What we have with exclusives, where things are going to go? Because I know there's a big discussion to have about Call of Duty and then some of their smaller games. So what do you think, man?
Well, I just want to first and foremost say that God is good. God is good.
Oh, all here the time. We go.
And all the time, God is good. You know, we wake up today. It's a nice Taco Tuesday morning. And I'm just scrolling through Twitter, you know, seeing what's up on the Twitterverse, between film Twitter, whatever. And I come across like an Xbox restock, channel or, you know, Twitter page. And there's this Activision Blizzard Xbox thing. I was like, what? I read into it. I'm like, there's no way. And so I'm like, you know, scrolling through again to see if I can see somewhere else. And then, boom, the second thing I saw was Xbox announced it. I was like,
okay.
I'm just saying, you know, like, everyone has their biases. Everyone has their preferences. I have a PlayStation 5. I absolutely love
Same
it.
Same here.
And I have an Xbox Series X. And I love them for two very different reasons. I would say that, I mean, I guess it's like 60-40. I play my Xbox just a little bit more, just because for my PlayStation, I really only have it for the exclusives. Mm-hmm. Because that is what they're good at. That is, you know, that is their bread and butter.
Yeah.
100%. And I gotta say, man, God is good. You know, we got.
He's like, my team finally got us some points for once. I mean, here's the thing, man, is this is dangerous Very for PlayStation exciting. Because you have some exclusives. You got Bethesda, and now you got Activision Blizzard. That's a lot of exclusives that can come over to Microsoft. And not to mention, Microsoft has multiple strengths. And look, I'm a PS5 owner. I don't have an Xbox yet. I'm not taking a definitive side. I'm usually mostly Sony, PlayStation. But what's so good about this deal is I feel like Microsoft and Xbox, their focus is mainly on hardware and sharing in their game library. And now this is going to expand on what I think they were weak at, which is exclusives, which could back Sony into a corner, because Sony's already running this race of trying to have their own Xbox catalog or their own catalog like Xbox does, to be able to play. So I'm like, okay, we really need Sony to pick it up a little bit and maybe also have some availability across platform. They probably need to have PS3, PS4 backwards compatibility. I'm just saying, man, like, hardware wise, Microsoft is already ahead. If they get ahead in exclusives as well, it's not going to look too good for PlayStation. That's
Leo,
for sure.
I've been saying this for years. I keep preaching this to all my friends. Well, I mean, most of my friends are PC gamers. Well, my friends back home are PC gamers. Mm-hmm. Like they've transcended. They have ascended to that tier. I mean, I do have a gaming PC myself. I used to, a few years ago, you know, play with them a lot. Now I kind of just, you know, I've reverted back to consoles. But I will say, This is healthy competition, if anything, because
Absolutely. Sony
has not only been, you know, acquiring studios like Housemarque, Sony Santa Monica a few years back, most recently even with Insomniac Games, because, I mean, it just makes sense. And you know, Xbox was hurting for an entire generation. Mm-hmm. There was like, I mean, you had a few exclusives here and there, but even then something wasn't working. And, you know, Sony's been in those shoes before. So is Nintendo. And the way that you get, you know, people to play new games, I mean, they've all been there. Even like if you watch the Power On docuseries on YouTube, on Xbox's YouTube channel, like you learn a lot about the company. There's things I already knew, but they go into things like a little bit deeper. And it's like, you know, when they were starting out, it's like, it was kind of hard to like, you know, create something original. I mean, Sony, they bought Naughty Dog. They have Guerrilla Games. Like, I mean, Sony's making, you know, their own careful decisions as well. But like you said, with Activision Blizzard, all the hot water they were in, it's kind of like, hey, you know, let's quote unquote, take care of this company by acquiring them, making the changes we want to make, because Activision Blizzard has like fantastic IP, like Warcraft, Starcraft, Diablo, Overwatch, you know, not even that, like Torch for Bob, like,
and the big one, Call of Duty.
Call of Duty is definitely the biggest one. And then maybe Warcraft as well, but mm-hmm. even with like the Spyro and Crash Bandicoot, because those were owned by Activision, and now those are underneath Sony's umbrellas. And I mean, I read earlier that, you know, we were talking about exclusives, and you know, we know with the Bethesda acquisition with Starfield, a game that everyone was so hyped about that nobody knew anything about. We didn't know what console was coming to, and it was just like what Todd Howard said. It's one of those games where people are hyped up and they haven't even seen anything yet besides the title card. And I was like, okay, so we find out that Xbox buys Bethesda or ZeniMax Bethesda. And it's like, okay. And then they come out and say, yeah, Starfield's an Xbox exclusive. Why would it not be? Like 100%. Because
I mean, yeah, that one was a little sticky to me because that was already kind of in development, but right. I get it. I get at that point being like, okay, we got to go ahead and start the exclusives at some point, and this is Starfield's going to be it. I wish that they just kind of let one more squeak through, but I understand that you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm wondering here what exactly they're going to lock into being exclusives, because let's just get this out the way. Call of Duty is not going to be exclusive.
I don't think it is.
They would be losing out on money, and they would be losing out on purchases if they just made it, locked it down and made it an Xbox-only game. Because there are plenty of PlayStation players who are still playing all iterations of Call of Duty, whether that's World War, whatever you want to call it, whichever expansion, whichever one, Black Ops. They're all still playing it, and I think that you would be pulling away potential money and purchases by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
However, everything else on that list, Overwatch 2, any kind of Crash or Spyro game they want to put out, that's going to be locked in the Xbox, man. Like, yeah. I think pretty much anything else. Are there any other properties you think that they would allow to not be exclusive?
Well, so when it comes to, because like Call of Duty is more on the Activision side, and obviously like Overwatch, Diablo, Warcraft, Starcraft, that's in Hearthstone. They have Hearthstone as well, which is big. But when it comes to the Blizzard side, it's that I feel like not much is going to change besides I think they're going to be porting or pumping more of, like, you know, probably maybe this might happen. I was thinking, because there's, you know, you have Game Pass or console, Game Pass or PC. There might be specific games through Blizzard that they might throw on Game Pass for PC, like StarCraft, Warcraft, Diablo, definitely.
Okay.
And Overwatch, maybe. I'm not entirely sure. But I did read into, it was a Bloomberg article, that Microsoft said that they do plan to make some of Activision games for PlayStation consoles. You know, it'll keep, you know, that'll stay as it may, but we'll also keep some content exclusive to Xbox. They didn't disclose who said, but that kind of confirms to me at least that Call of Duty's not going anywhere. I don't think that is, like you said, it is too big of a market. Just like with Minecraft, Xbox owns Mojang. So, but you know, you can buy Minecraft on Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo Switch, and on your phone.
Yeah, it wouldn't benefit them to lock down the franchises that are already big cross consoles.
But if it was Sony, I don't know, man. That's a different conversation sometimes.
Well, I will say, guess what's under the Activision? Guess what's under the Activision umbrella? Tony Hawk.
Yeah, that's it. Any other
Tony Hawk iteration is going straight to Xbox. Bye-bye, Sony.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm very curious because, you know, everyone's, excuse me, up in arms. And
yeah,
it's like, I mean, sorry, I get it. But at the same time, it's like, these are business decisions.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, yeah, like, I mean, Sony has also been acquiring studios, but they also have been making a lot of third party deals.
Yeah.
With Final Fantasy 16, KOTOR, Knights of the Old Republic remake. And I can
the Spider-Man games, Insomniac.
Yeah, exactly. Spider-Man games with Insomniac, because Marvel's still, I mean, the only Marvel aspect of Spider-Man that Marvel doesn't own is the film rights. Yeah. Marvel and Disney owns everything else. That was a separate deal between Insomniac, Sony, and or PlayStation and Marvel, you know, when they decided to do all that. So, but you know, Sony does a really good job of making it seem like they own everything Spider-Man.
Yeah, they do. They really make it seem like Spider-Man is our guy only. And I'm right. Like, hold on now. But I definitely, there's just some balances coming with these acquisitions. And now Xbox is really positioning themselves to actually have more exclusives. And here's the thing is that I was saying this earlier, PS5 is trying to catch up on the Game Pass aspect of it all, while Microsoft is trying to catch up on the exclusives. So I think we're going to see the smoke clear, and they're both going to come at a more even standpoint than as opposed to the last generation where it was like, okay, PS4 is clearly up here, Xbox One is back here, yeah, and Switch is somewhere in between. I feel like we're going to see the smoke clear, and they're both going to be kind of at the finish line together,
yeah,
which is a bad thing. But I think that you're going to, as an Xbox player and somebody who's going to purchase an Xbox, you're finally going to be able to say, okay, I can purchase an Xbox outside of Game Pass hardware stuff for these games.
Right.
Because that's one thing that you really can't do right now outside of Halo.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, okay, over on PS5, Ratchet and Clank and all kind of, let's see, Spider-Man. Well, Ratchet and Clank ain't permanent, but Spider-Man, you've got a ton of different options over on PS5 only, but now you will on Xbox. So I honestly think, man, that this is a good acquisition. I don't have too many problems with it. The trouble that Activision Blizzard was in, this will help kind of restore that brand a little bit, because yeah, it's not
clean as house. Because right, when right, companies merge, downsizing happens.
Oh, there, yeah, and go, they're already cleaning house of the people who are causing trouble. So that's good that they ushered them out, and now we can kind of start a new era and wipe away that slate that they had, because that was a mess, man. I think that kind of all hit us by storm when it happened, and they talked about
accusations.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like, even just reading through, like, the, you know, welcoming incredible teams and legendary franchises, like, you know, they're saying, like, as we, you know, as a team, we are on a mission to extend the joy and community of gaming to everyone on the planet. And, you know, it goes on and on. And obviously, you know, they're building up Activision Blizzard, because they really do have some fantastic IP. And
across the board.
Yeah, like, I don't think Call of Duty is going anywhere. I think people are just blowing a little bit out of proportion. And, you know, with the whole Starfield thing. And it's like, I mean, it's because, like, I mean, let's say PlayStation acquired Bethesda. Without a doubt in my mind, Leo, you wouldn't even have to question it.
Starfield's going to become a PS5.
Exactly. It's like, well, there we go. But like, it's great because, you know, we have all these amazing third party deals going on with Sony right now. Even with Square Enix, Final Fantasy VII Remake is still not made its way to Xbox.
No, and it's gonna take forever for it to make its way anywhere.
And Kingdom of Bridge of Spirits, Deathloop is still on PlayStation. That's a time exclusive. We have Ghostwire Tokyo coming out this year. And like even everything on the Xbox side, like not even like the Bethesda and Activision Blizzard like acquisitions, they have their, like, we have Fable coming up, you know, we had Halo, we have Redfall, We have a new Forza coming out. Like there, and there's
see, okay. I hate to cut you off, by the way.
No, you're good.
See, right there, you name four games, and I'm like, okay.
Avowed?
A new buyer out of two, out of four of those games, two of them sound potentially attractive, and that's Halo and Fable. You bring in Activision, Blizzard.
Oh, for
that
sure.
That opens up a hole in the door.
Very diverse.
Let's be real. Forza.
I don't care.
Is anybody buying an Xbox for Forza? But they will buy it for an exclusive Overwatch 2.
Yeah, Overwatch. I mean, even just like, because we heard about like Avowed as well. Like, there's a lot of like RPG stuff coming to Xbox, and that's what really appeals to me, because I those that's like one of my favorite genres. But you know, they have so many other things in the pipeline. You know, it's always going to be hit or miss. You know, you throw everything to the wall and see what sticks. It's the Netflix method, literally.
100%, bro, 100%. And then the last little detail. They did also pick up King Studios as a part of this deal, which has Candy Crush and Farm Saga. I think that was one of their games. And they got like Pet Rescue Saga, bunch of mobile games. So nothing like super important there. They're probably just going to get a ton of money. Like that's all them. And
dude, the mobile market, man, I'm telling you, it is very lucrative.
Heavy.
It is
for the kids and all that. But any final thoughts, man, that you had about the acquisition? How are you feeling about the future as an Xbox owner? Let us know.
I'm loving it. I mean, and it's okay. Yeah. Like you're going to have exclusive content out of this. Even with Call of Duty, maybe we'll see some, like maybe like a side mission type game or just like exclusive Xbox content.
That yeah. You can I can only see
find for like Call of Duty, like skins or something. I really don't know.
I could see that.
It's like, you know, There's so many little small possibilities. Like even in Overwatch, I could see them making like Master Chief like S like skins for like all the characters or something. Yep, like that would be amazing. Yep.
Some exclusive like, side content.
Yeah, and like I mean, like I think Crash and Spyro would definitely be exclusive 100%. But I mean, I'm very happy for them, not only because you know like I love Xbox, but it's just. Like, I mean, when I was a kid, like, you could never have told me, like, the whole Bethesda thing when I was a kid probably would not have cared, but, like, Blizzard was just such a big, like, a monolith of a company when World of Warcraft came out, like, huge. And it really hasn't been that long.
Diablo, all that stuff, like,
it's crazy.
Blizzard was established, and so was Activision, so what an acquisition this has been, man. Just crazy.
I hope they steer them in the right direction, for sure. And, you know, with the extra, you know, Microsoft money, they'll probably be able to make, not say that they make better games, but, you know, experiment with certain things. And that's what I liked about the Bethesda acquisition. It's like, yeah, like they were third party. But now, like, what I love about exclusives, no matter where they come from, is that, you know, those really are the flagship games. Mm-hmm. Those are like, hey, you know, like this is what this console can do with, you know, all of your resources poured into one system. You don't have to worry about porting it. Mm-hmm. And you know we'll just have to see. I don't know. Well, I mean, obviously this has been in talks for a while. Like they didn't just wake up like Monday morning. Like, hey, you know, we want to talk.
Got our money bags ready. Like, you
exactly,
know what I mean?
Like, Mr. Moneybags from Spiral. He's over here with all that, taking all your gems. Let's go.
With his little monocle, like. Yeah, no, it's not gonna go. They didn't go down that way. They've been whispering about this for a while.
Yeah, like I think it's great for gaming overall because like in general, like everybody wins. It's so affordable to buy an Xbox too. Like you can just get a Series S and be perfectly content. You know, if you ever want to upgrade, you can always get a Series X. And I mean, I think they stopped selling the Xbox One S. I think they quietly kind of just
push that under the rug.
I mean, they had so many. I mean, they stopped with the Xbox One X as well, like a while ago. It's like. Oh, wow. You know, you kind of just have to like quietly discontinue that stuff. You know, you're seeing sales. But it's like even with Game Pass, it's like, you know, you can buy your games traditionally if you want to on Xbox, or you can switch over to Game Pass. And even if you buy, like, let's say if you're, I don't know, man, I'm really enjoying Overwatch 2, you know, Game Pass.
Right.
You get like a 15% discount if you buy the digital version.
See,
if you have a Game Pass.
A benefit, man. And it's a great benefit. Making a whole package out of all of it. But guys, thank you so much for coming across the video. Let us know down in the comments how you're feeling about the deal. And Christian, let the people know where they can find you.
Oh boy. so You can find my personal Twitter over at Music City Nerd over on Twitter. And you can also find my movie and TV podcast called Film Optics. That is Optics with an X. It's just a, you know, we talk about indie films, comic books, characters, and blockbusters, everything. It's streaming, all that stuff. We're on every single podcast platform you can think of. That's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, you know, Spotify, all that jazz. We just released our Scream review.
Here we go.
First one of the first year. You know, we came back from a nice little 2-week break. So we're ready to get back into it. And it's honestly, I think this is probably one of the better Januaries we've had in a while. You know, Euphoria's out. You know, we're getting some Pam and Tommy soon. And mm-hmm. it's a pretty good Scream and whatnot. I mean, you know, Morbius can get on out of there.
that's been pushed back to April 1st. What a joke. They
April take that 1st, ass. Man. Like April, like yeah. January. Said, to, but yeah, you can find us over on Film Optics on Twitter as well. Again, that is Optics with an X.
Optics with an X, y'all. Go follow it. And you can find me at Leo Rydell GG on all social media platforms. That's Letterboxd, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. And then you can find me on YouTube at Geekly Goods, y'all. Definitely search that up. Two logos, two G's. That's it. One logo, two G's. Definitely click on that. Come on by. Did a lot of Eternals recently, just rewatching the Disney Plus and yes, Moon Knight coverage as well, because that's going to be awesome. And chopping up some more videos, y'all, this week. We got Superman and Lois. Definitely going to do a video on Peacemaker, so be by for that as well. So if you're around YouTube sphere, hit me up on Geekly Goods. And then if you're around any social media platform, at Leo Rydell GG. And y'all, thanks for coming by. Critics Play Games, and we'll see you next time.